you with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
Hello and welcome to Ever Under New, an actual play podcast set in the Eberron campaign setting. I am your game master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I am Randy.
I'm Jeff.
Welcome to another episode. Gentlemen, what happened previously?
A party.
It got weird.
The whole thing was weird. Milo got an early visit from Verla, essentially accusing him of killing Prima Fit. He was followed, and then he went to a pre-garden party. There you go.
Eris picked the wrong restaurant for her I just dragged myself out of bed breakfast, and then started to have a weird conversation about what to do today.
Come on, you got to have the balloons and cake.
A lot of things happen. Yeah.
All that stuff is here.
But you all sounded like you were in the middle of a conversation, so I'm not going to presume what you all were going to be doing next. So,
I mean, Eris was trying to arrange drop-off for the teleportation things, and then
Raynard it got weird.
Got a little bit of a snit.
Raynard was just trying to say it would look better if you delivered them yourself.
Yeah, but what Raynard was saying was a bunch of weird cryptic stuff about not pissing off the house.
It's kind of a murdery house. I mean, they all are, but...
Mm-hmm. So wait, you haven't locked anyone in the house until this morning?
I wouldn't say anyone.
That is what I would say.
Hob knows.
What does Hob know?
What are you dragging me into?
You were there, you know.
When?
The tension.
I'm so where?
When you were glob.
Oh my god, are we seriously talking about Aldrin right now? Hob just tucks into his food. It's like, buddy.
I need help interpreting this.
Yes, Eldrin, what is going on?
We don't need to go into all of
Raynor has a crush on his boss's son. Raynor has a crush on his boss's son. That is the extent of this.
Raynor's got to crush.
I did not see that out of Milo.
Wait, that is why you're being this way and you're suddenly concerned about whether or not I want to maintain a lasting professional relationship with the Dragonmarked House?
Well, you're associated with me, so it might look bad on me.
And there is the crux of it.
Look, I'll deliver them, but I'm going to be honest with them if they ask.
You know...
The Muffin Man.
how many times you have offended people I respect or care about?
Oh, when? Name them.
How many times? I mean, are we going to just count the number of times? Does Verla count as one, or does she count as 18?
Huh? I have... Look.
Or... Calf, who we don't see anymore.
When did I disrespect Calf?
Reynard, you know, I think oftentimes you do these things and you don't understand or realize that that is what you're actually doing.
Yeah, get some self-awareness, man.
Well, then what will be your excuse in this you, instance Eric. When you have self-awareness?
I'm confused again.
What's your excuse for not delivering them on your own and you have this self-awareness?
Why do they want to see me? I don't understand this.
Why wouldn't they want to see you?
Well, you'll definitely
want to
see these poached eggs on toast, Yorlin says as he sets down another platter and walks away, trying to get away from the weird tension as quickly.
You are an
Hey, can we talk about Yorlin for a second, guys? He could just put it down, right? He doesn't have to insinuate that we're upsetting him by talking in his restaurant. No, it's very weird.
Eris, he's trying to fill a party, and we're being weird.
You're an influential person, Eris. People like you.
I am not. People like me in one tiny neighborhood.
I'm sure word has spread.
And that's an accident. I really want it not to have spread. Okay. It is important to me that word has not spread. I fix things because I like fixing things, and I don't ask people because I'm bad at it. And in this case, I have become noticed. Previously, I've successfully done this anonymously for all of the time that I have spent in Sean. I do not want to be noticed or for word to have spread, and I can think of no reason that Alistair wants to see me instead of this nice box of excellent artifice. But fine, if you're going to be a tot about it, I'll go drop it off. And she gets up and goes over the balcony.
Hey! People shout his hair. It's pretty impressive.
She left before I could tell her. I told my brother she's the fixer. So she's going to be sorely upset.
All right, I guess I'm walking you home too, because Eris might try to kill you.
Okay,
should
so
we go after
Eris,
her?
Are you...
I should go after her.
Eris is going back to the cauldron. Eris is going to get in, get aboard Tasha, and Eris is going to apparently fly to the palatial home.
Are you all going to make an attempt to join Eris, or are you going to let her do this on her own?
I am going to go with Eris if she is going, because, yeah.
As you all get to the bottom of the stairs, you see Ulfin sitting at a table, waving at you like, hey, didn't know that you all were here.
Oh no, what do? When the guy, our other restaurant boyfriend, sees us at our other restaurant boyfriend's house?
Well, your other restaurant boyfriend is partaking in your other restaurant boyfriend, so I can't imagine there would be too many hard feelings with this very strained metaphor.
I can't deal with that right now.
I don't like this.
Hey, Alvin, what do you think of the quiche?
Delicious. Love it. What are y'all doing?
Celebrating Eris.
What? Oh,
Reynard is still has the balloons, just and dragging them behind him.
Sana looks very confused. He's like, is Eris the fixer? And the table next to her goes, the fixer! And
leans into Sana. He's like, yes, despite the fact that occasionally Eris is also the causer in our lives around here, she's very much the fixer.
Yes, this whole to-do is for her. Don't you think she's so excited?
Actually.
Garden, and that's why they were celebrating.
Yes, that's part of it. But, you know, honestly, though, Reynard, I don't think Eris is overly excited about any of this.
I'm just saying, you all better get a hitch in your wagon if you're going to catch Eris before she leaves in Tasha, because you all are standing around chatting.
It's all right. We can spend a story off. Point.
I mean, my bike's here, so.
Fair enough.
I'm hopping on it.
I'm in the sidecar. It's got a sidecar, right?
Oh, rude. You're just leaving. Okay, fine. Whatever.
I guess I'm walking.
You just told us to go! Oh, no, Sana did.
Ulfin did. No. Eric did. The timeline. Your friends are trying to talk with you about what a fun day this is.
We have to catch Eris before she leaves on her own. We will catch you later.
Where are you going? Ace says.
To catch Eris, to follow her to wherever she's off to.
You don't
to my house.
No. And presumably you all are off. So is everybody hopping on Hobbs' bike, or are some of you trying to get to the cauldron?
They certainly can't.
I mean, one person can sit behind you and the other person can be in the sidecar.
I have to allow that.
It's going to fit.
The drag of the balloons keeps us from getting there on time and rips Radar's arm from his body.
The visual of on his motorbike, Milo in the sidecar, and Reynard behind him holding the balloons with one hand.
God, and just how loud they're going to be beating against each other in the wind the whole time. Sound like that dog from earlier.
And the cake in the other hand, I guess. So it would just...
This is the dumbest show.
No, Reynard will leave the balloons and the cake with Ulfin.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations, Ulfin.
You're a burden to bear now.
But still has the gift bags.
Okay. Eris, pretty quickly you clock that Hob, Milo, and Reynard are on your tail on Hob's bike.
I mean, Eris storms into the cauldron and looks over at Olive and says, would you think that's to me if I murdered Reynard?
Yes, best definitively. Yes, 100% would think.
Okay.
We'd all come around eventually.
Everything okay?
I'll be back in time to make myself presentable. Apparently there was already a party at my breakfast place, so...
Really?
I was not presentable.
Sorry you had to deal with that. I guess I imagine it makes sense that businesses would
sure.
take advantage yep. of the festive atmosphere.
It is absolutely the sort of two things that I should have put together in my head and gone to the for sales. But I did not.
I mean, I didn't think about it either. So, well, what are you headed off to do now?
I'm going to go drop off these things I made to the professionally shady people I aforementioned.
Okay. Well, good. Do you need help? Are you going by yourself?
At which point, apparently, my goofy friends burst into the room.
Yeah.
On a motorcycle.
I guess not.
I also guess not.
All All right. Well, good luck, everyone. So you all head up to House Fjarlin, and no issue getting there. And yeah.
We weren't followed.
Not that you can tell.
Some of us weren't.
Or nar.
But yeah, there's no incident with you all getting from High Walls to House Fjarlin, or the home of now Alistair and his family. So unless you all are making any pep talks or prep plans before you enter, then knock on the front door.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. The door is opened and you are gestured towards Alistair's office. He is in there.
Eris walks into Alistair's office.
Alistair's sitting behind the desk now, looking over some papers, and kind of looks up. It's like, that was quick.
I'm very good.
Seeing the bag that you're holding.
Eris walks over, sets the case down, turns it around, opens it.
Alistair pulls one of the pucks out and inspects it. And are they one use? Like, are they charged one time, or are they reusable?
It will need a new dragon shard after it's used.
Any particular kind, or?
I explained that. We never got into which kind of dragon shard these particular things use, so
yeah,
I answer accurately. Okay.
Yeah, the kind so smart, cool.
And the way you describe these, Eris, is that basically you have an anchor point that you can teleport to. So are these like five sets, like five pairs, or what do they look like, I guess?
I think five pairs is what the agreement was, okay. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So yes, there's essentially their little, you know, kind of chunky discs, and they create a linked teleportation. They're really obviously marked. One of them is really obviously marked home, because there was probably a mix up at some point in the experimentational process.
Yeah. Well, excellent. And Alistair closes the box and says, services rendered. We will have Vigo for you. I mean, what's the urgency level?
As soon as is feasible.
All right.
Again, giving us a heads up when you're about to move would make our lives better.
I mean, we can make it happen tonight if you want.
Eris looks at Hob, probably. Do we want that to happen tonight?
We have to attend. I don't know if that's going to work out.
Yes, do we want that to happen at a time where it might be difficult for us to assist or be
with the other preparations?
Yes, I mean, we were waiting to confirm that she would accept Vigo in the transfer.
I mean, what is the short-term difficulty of Vigo being off the street mysteriously? Like, it could be a problem.
Someone looking for him, yeah.
Right. Or just, like, Ilira. Immediately assumes we've killed him and comes after us, even redoubles her efforts, because she is both not thinking clearly and really hates us.
Right, yeah. Now, it seems like the less time we have to keep him on ice, the better.
Yeah.
So I guess probably not tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to assume you're going to be at our, like, on retainer for us either, though. We'll give you plenty of heads up for when we need it to be done. I think we should be able to. Is that acceptable?
Yes, that would be acceptable for now.
You're going to love those teleporters, brother.
If things begin to get busier on my end, I may let you know that we need to do it now or never. So I might give you a deadline at some point, but for now, it's fine.
Fine.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Great. Well, thank you for this. And once we wrap this up, once you let me know, I will be in touch and we can make a transfer.
Right.
Thank you.
Great.
Eris turns and walks briskly out of the office.
See, aren't you glad you came? I never would have gotten all that information.
There's no arguing with that, actually.
True.
Okay, so you all head back to High Walls?
It's the only thing Eris has got if we're not working on the murder.
Are you working on the murder?
Does it sound apparently like it at point?
What time is it? Okay. Do we have a quick 30 minutes before the ribbon cutting?
It is about 12:30 at this point. So you all, Eris told all of you to be back by 1 to get ready for the garden party that starts at 2. And it's... You all know that for Eris specifically, there's a certain look that Olive instructed her. But for a proper garden party, you would want to be dressed Connecticut casual, is what you would want to be dressed as. So,
Connecticut casual?
I hate it.
I'll be wearing what I wear every day. I'm not throwing on a shirt for an outdoor party. Get out of here. Jeez.
So, yeah, you all head back to High Walls, and you see that yeah, people have wrapped up their brunch and they're just kind of out in the streets. There's some vendors that have set up stalls and things like that. Kids are getting their face painted. It's got a very outdoor festival kind of vibe to it.
They're not getting Eris's tattoo painted on their face, are they?
No, 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 no problem. Enough Kyrens understand what that is okay. to be like, okay. that would be very gross.
This here, I assume Durgoth is like, oh, no.
One kid gets it, and Durgoth runs over and is like, okay, we're washing this one off, and you cannot do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you new here?
One guy from like Metrol was like, what if we did her tattoo? I was like, I get that. I understand why you don't get it, but let me explain why that's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, it's like butterfly, tiger, ghost tiger face paint, that kind of stuff. Just, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. fun, kitschy kid stuff.
Gosh, this is a Ren Faire.
I mean, everyone is dressed you kind of like it's a Ren Faire, but that's
not
thing.
Get to not like this now.
All of a sudden, Brainerd just turns on it, expected to be a bit more refined. None of these people are in Connecticut casual.
They didn't take any of my planning ideas at all.
Reynard shows up in a pair of chinos and a polo. Just
Reynard shows up very overdressed.
Are you a golden owl again?
Absolutely.
So, and yeah, I mean, Eris, you can head back to the cauldron. Olive is already kind of getting ready, has cleaned herself up. But yeah, nothing notable happens while all of that is going on. Unless there's anything additional you would like to add to Eris getting ready, Philip, then we can just presume that it, yeah. I mean, does Eris dress the part, I guess?
I mean, Eris's general needlessly defiant side tempts her to put on one of her other outfits just in defiance of expectation. Yeah. But no, she's been asked to dress in the clothes that she is most comfortable in. So
yeah,
it's hard to justify being defiant about that.
Yeah.
I will not be comfortable because you told me to.
She's on the party in a tuxedo. Like, you can't tell me what to do.
Right. No, no. Eris cleans up. Yeah.
What's everyone else doing while Eris is getting cleaned up? Are you waiting in the cauldron? Are you walking around the festivities? Like, what?
Well, not waiting in the cauldron.
Okay. What are you all doing while Eris gets ready?
Oh, Reynard went home and changed.
None of you offered Eris the opportunity to stop being mad at you, so she needs that.
I don't know what Reynard did.
Nothing. You all got Reynard on you.
So we're catching strays from Reynard now? Hob probably goes back to the Soaring Spirits and just sees who's there. I mean, especially if like Ulfin and Sauna are still there.
Right.
They're just waiting on Eris to change. He's like, fine, I guess I'll go have a drink.
You see Sauna and Ace still there. Ulfin is not there. Okay. When you walk in.
Gotcha.
Sitting at the table. Milo, are you also sticking around going to the Soaring Spirits? I know Reynard's going home to get changed. So
Milo would be all about whatever's going on outside the the booths, the vendors. Just trying to be as inconspicuous as he can be.
Okay. So Milo, as you're walking around, you see Ulfin has actually set up a little booth in front of the Soaring Spirits where he is. He has a bunch of little, like, it's once again very kid based. He has a bunch of wooden swords and eye patches and piratey stuff. And as you see, he's like sword fighting one of the kids in a very like exaggerated manner. And yeah, just creating an air of fun. No,
he has always, he still has two arms.
Wait, yeah,
he doesn't have two hands. He's missing a hand. Oh,
okay. Yes. So yeah, he's trying to do fun piratey things with the kiddos. Yeah, Hob, you see Sauna and Ace sitting at a table having, like, there's a drink in front of each of them as they're chatting, and they see you walk in. Like, hey, Hob, Sauna says.
Hob takes just a second, just long enough for his own processing of, are they friends? And then he sits down. What if we missed you? She lost Kath and went rudderless, like buddies with Ace now. But instead of thinking or saying any of that, he has a seat. This is wild.
Yeah. Ace says, it's very, the humor of this all being about Eris is not lost on me. But yeah.
I think Hob does take a second because they don't really know, even Sauna doesn't really know, and like explains that Eris really has been fantastic for this community. Like the fact that they're celebrating her being here makes sense, but the way they're doing it is clear they don't actually know or care anything about Eris.
Yeah.
And they laugh about that because it is funny.
Yeah. That's, sweet, but also I feel bad that Eris is having to deal with that. But yeah.
As long as they don't, Raynor doesn't actually manage to make it an annual thing, I think we'll all be fine. It'll all blow over and Eris will be cool in a couple of days.
Ace says, I mean, that dwarf guy took that petition and ran out the door to get everyone to sign it. So I wouldn't hold your breath. I think the community might be bought into to Fixer Fest 2025 coming soon. Sorry, $9.99.
Next year, we're getting nickel back.
No, sorry, he read that wrong. Next year, we're having nickel beers.
But yeah, and Ace says, so since all the stuff, I mean, Sana and Ulfin told me about moving the ship, everyone doing okay mentally from that? And what have you been up to since? You, Hob, you are definitely clocking a lot more air of like, confidence and self-possession off of Ace that you picked up on before. There is a lack of seeking approval. That's the big thing that Hob clocks off of. Ace is no longer actively seeking Hob's approval with every word that comes out of his mouth.
Yes, Ace has found his font of affirmation somewhere else.
Oh dear.
Okay. Yeah, no, mentally, I'm good. Thanks.
Good.
For checking in, Ace. How are you doing?
Good. And he kind of looks over at Sana. I mean, we'll probably be able to open for sales a couple days once all the repairs and everything is set back up. But no, it's good. Nothing really exciting to report. Just go to work, go home, go to sleep.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so for sales, like how's Ulfin doing with the new location? Is he comfortable here?
Sana is the one that speaks up. It's like,
sure.
It's tough because losing his hand, he works with his hands all day, so he's reckoning with that quite a bit and getting frustrated when he encounters something that he can't do as efficiently or as effectively as before. But he's learning, and I mean, he just doesn't know the clientele here yet, and they don't know him, so there's a lot of stress about once we open if people are going to come. So we'll just have to... He is very stressed, but doing okay.
I mean, okay, so people are going to show up to the restaurant. One, they've been jonesing for seafood. Two, it's the Fixer's favorite restaurant. Come to town.
Fair enough.
It's going to be fine.
Fair enough. And Ace says, so are you sticking around for the garden christening and the after party?
We'll definitely be here for the... Yeah. Yeah, we're going to stick around for all of it, I think. Milo, and then he stops talking. He doesn't say alibi.
Ace says, yeah, I got a small place a little bit closer to Lower Memphis when I started working at Four Sales, and I asked around about getting a place in here and got a very cold reception, so I'm probably going to have to find a place in a neighboring district.
Yeah, I think they're becoming a bit more open-minded about that sort of stuff as well. There was a big, how do I say this? It's difficult to trust the outsiders when the outsiders forced you to be on the inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I noticed that they closed the gates at night and stuff. It's still, yeah.
But you know, maybe you'll build some rapport if you still want to find a place here. It's certainly cheaper.
Yeah.
And a shorter commute. They're great people. They really are.
Yeah. And Ace kind of looks at Sana. I'm going to go check out the stuff out there, but I will see y'all out there. And Ace hops up, and Sana kind of looks at Hob, and do you want to go out there too, or are you coming in here to get a drink?
I think Hob does order, you know, the rare ale. He decides to have one. He goes, Sana, do you like need to hang out sometime? Are you like kicking it with Ace a lot? He seems like he's, you know, mellowed out a lot, but.
I mean, yeah, Ace is fine. I mean, it's just, you know, I see him and Ulfin every day, so there's naturally a rapport that builds there, and he's, like you said, he's mellowed out the past week or so and just become a lot more, I don't know, less ace-like, as mean as that sounds, but yeah, no, it's fine. If you want to hang out, I'm happy to hang out. Does not require a perception check for Hob to clock the pause before happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fine. You don't need to worry about it. So, and then there's an awkward silence that falls over as Sana just trails off.
Cool. Want a beer? I'm gonna go get a beer.
Sure.
Okay. Hob was kind of making a joke that didn't land with Sana, and I get that. So He's going to get a beer, get one for her, go back over and be like, so look, if you don't want to talk about things, we don't have to talk about things. But like, I do want to check in on you. And, you know, if she doesn't clock that I'm asking about Kath, then I guess I'll say it outright. But if she were to, it would be a very easy perception check for her to figure out what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, nothing really to report or talk about. And you get the sense that she picked up on what you were putting down and
doesn't want to.
Very clearly has no interest in catching that ball.
So, tossed it right in the garbage.
All right, great. Let's go outside and see what's going on.
Okay. Milo, as you're walking about, you spot a familiar yet unexpected figure. You see Sigil walking around, feeling very anxious with all of the people, but observing and taking in the sights.
Well, Milo walks up. Well, hello, Sigil.
Oh my God, what happened, Milo?
That was unfortunate encounter.
Is that literally all you're going to give me?
Well,
yes, yes, that is all you're going to get.
Well, we had an unfortunate encounter when we helped Eris when she moved Ulfin's ship to this district. And apparently the plane where my magic comes
from... Why are you hedging your words with me, Milo? I feel like we're like...
It's because Randy's trying to think.
Perfect.
And I'm trying to recall... Man, I can't... Never mind, I'm there now. We had a rather unfortunate encounter, and the magic... The plane where my magic comes from, there's a being there who is absolutely not happy that that's where my magic comes from, and I don't know if you've heard of Belashira, but that's who took my eye. Took my eye and left. And apparently can use it to keep an eye on me.
That's very strange. And upsetting.
Very upsetting, yes.
I'm very sorry that that happened to you.
Yes. So it's pleasant to see you here. Come for the festivities.
Yeah. You know, I was aware of High Walls and just, you know, I obviously had other housing arranged for me that I wasn't sent here, but I had heard that things were getting better and had heard about a garden festivity happening. And so I thought I would come see how the other refugees are doing.
Yes. Well, I mean, since you're here, I may as well tell you because you will find out soon enough. Most of this, if not all of it, is due to Eris.
Eris made a garden?
Eris has been very good for this community. She's been, you know, Eris likes to keep things undercover. You know, she loves to fix things, but she doesn't want any accolades for it. But it was discovered that she was going around the community and making things better. And this is the community's way of showing their appreciation.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
And of course, Eris is not thrilled in the least with it, but she's bearing up and doing as they expect.
That's kind of her. Being around this many people gives me a certain level of anxiety, so I cannot imagine if all of their eyes were on me as well. I might melt.
Yeah, yes.
So,
have you been by Ulfin's booth?
I have not. I'll need to go see him and say hi.
Well, I was headed back that way. I'll see if he's super busy and might lend a hand if he needs one.
Okay, sure.
Get it, lend a hand if he needs one.
I don't get that. What? Why? Why would you say that?
I didn't say that. It just popped into my head as soon as I said it. Just want to go lend Ulfin a hand if he needs one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go say hi to Ulfin. And once you all get within eye shot of Ulfin, as he is putting a pirate hat on a small child, and Sigil sees the state of Ulfin, Sigil looks at lend a hand, Milo? Really? Why would you say that?
Oh, yes. Well, I was not thinking, Sigil, but that you is...
You should think about
that. Yes,
like if I were to say, don't worry, Milo, I'll keep an eye on you, that would be a very unkind thing for me to say.
Yes, I know. It's just hard at this point to think of Ulfin without his hand. You know, hasn't sunk in yet.
You should adapt the language that you use about people as their life changes.
Yes, it was yet another unfortunate casualty of placing the ship over here.
Okay, is Eris, Hob, and Reynard okay? Like, are they...
Yes, they're fine.
Okay.
Reynard's doing great, apparently.
It's yes, great.
Reynard is just thriving.
To be alive, I know what it sounds like. Cut to a musical montage.
So as we get there, Milo goes, well, Olfin, you appear to be pretty busy. Can I help you?
Olfin kind of looks up and is like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Milo, the wooden swords, they come in two pieces. So you just have to like screw the peg into it so the cross guard sits right. If you want to do that, it's kind of difficult for me to maneuver that.
Yes, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Sigil and Olfin exchange greetings, and I'm not going to roleplay with myself. So, Eris, you finish getting ready.
Yeah, Eris.
The warehouse waiting for you.
Eris has put on the cleanest clothes she has under her jacket and prestidigitated some cleanness onto her coat. She's wearing her hair more up than previously, less across her face, which is something I'd meant for her to be doing for a while now, but there's not really been any call to describe what Eris looks like. And otherwise, as requested, she's in her work clothes. She has the hand fletcher on her thigh, but she foregoes carrying a rifle to a party.
And that's what we call growth, ladies and gentlemen.
So she's still armed.
It's called the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And Olive said, you look nice. Good job.
Thank you.
Olive is wearing also very kind of casual work attire. So, yeah, as you all exit, you see much of the same thing that Milo and Hob saw. Lots of booths set up, grown-ups chatting and, like, having drinks. It's very clear that Sharn does not have a strict no booze on the street policy. Lots of cups. And yeah, there's kids running around having fun, having a good time. Thinking back on the first time Eris came to High Walls to talk to that mom in the middle of a murder investigation, it seems like a very different place and energy than those days. So,
yeah.
But and any kind of warm feelings that Eris might be feeling in that moment is disrupted with Reynard entering the scene dressed like a golden owl.
Oh, sovereigns.
I'm walking on sunshine. I'm walking on. Eris, hello. I'm so sorry. The Fixer. Good evening.
Why is he acting weird? Olive says to Eris quietly.
It's been apparently he has a crush on his boss's son. And that explains all of this somehow.
That does not seem to be okay. Hi, Reynard. You look vibrant.
Thank you, Olive.
A lot.
I like that you're not wearing your arms.
Those Her are arms are awesome.
For work. Yeah, yes, but I'm not working right now. So, yeah. An owl. A golden owl. That's... Any particular
Do
reason?
You only have one party outfit?
Oh, well, if you knew what went into this one outfit, you would know. It was so
He has worth six it. Identical outfits.
This is my rose gold owl costume. So it's slightly lighter. It's got a warmer tone than typical gold.
Chuck just quit.
Ah, well, you look vibrant, alive, glowing, literally glowing in the sun.
Thank you. Do you know when everyone else was going to change? Or
this is what we're
this
wearing.
This is what I'm wearing.
Well,
no one else is changing.
Makes sense for her to look like herself, since that's what people recognize her in. And
so I'm overdressed.
This isn't a costume party. Yeah, this is just
enormously, aggressively overdressed.
I mean, people might think that you're part of the inner... They might think that you're like an owl mascot that the children can play with if you're up for that.
Oh, no.
Well, apparently I have public, so I'm going that way now.
Yes, let's go join the party. Reynard, are you going to make any effort to change or are you just committed to the owl costume?
Nope, this is it.
Okay, so as soon as you get within, as soon as you get amongst the crowd, yeah, definitely a couple kids run up and is like, "You're an owl. What's your name?"
Ah, no, no,
no, no, no, no, the owl, no, oh, no. No, can you hoot? No, no,
can you hoot? No, no.
I have and
those children run off and start shouting to their friends. There's an owl named No, No, okay. Mom. I want to. Can they draw, do my face paint like No-No? And one of the kids runs to the face painting booth. And now Reynard has just an ounce of the feeling that Eris has had since this party was announced.
Eris is going to be so disappointed I'm getting more attention than she is.
Eris, anything in particular that you're doing, or are you just trying to lay low and accept things as they happen?
Eris is trying her best to be gracious about this. She does. She is actually capable of understanding what people are trying to do is nice. So she is trying very hard to be gracious at the much that is being made of her.
It might be a bit of a relief to Eris looking around. There doesn't seem to be any children are not getting their face painted like Eris. There is no actual like infrastructurally Eris themed stuff. This is about the garden, in spite of Reynard's best attempts. So, people recognize Eris and walk up and try to shake her hand, give her drinks, that kind of thing. But the party doesn't seem to be about Eris in any meaningful way. So,
excellent. That significantly improves Eris's mood about all of this.
Yeah.
Lowers the degree to which she intends to do harm to Reynard.
Worked out for everyone.
You do, as you're walking around Eris and being gracious, you spot a somewhat familiar face as you see Hutch kind of looking around and walking about. And give me a perception check, Eris, with 2 purple difficulty.
I will spend a story point and upgrade just because.
Okay.
Why not?
You want to take it back?
I do, my freebie. And I'm really glad I did, apparently, because in spite of my significant advantage in dice, I got 1 success.
You notice 2 things. The first one you would notice anyway. Hutch is devoid of any kind of Boromar or Goals insignia.
Fascinating.
He is wearing his Chiron, like, uniform. He's okay. Put on his kind of Chiron dress. And the other thing,
out of curiosity, what's that like for Hutch?
So it's not a full like shirt and pants. It is much more of, you know, attachments that kind of fix over some of the metal plating that has, you know, his accolades on his right breastplate, and then his rank on a shoulder. So it's kind of like fitted metal attachments that hook onto his body in a way. So yeah, but you, with the perception check, Hutch is a little bit on edge. Hutch is kind of very intentionally scanning the crowd. He has his sword on his hip and he has a hand resting on it. Like, it's Hutch is not vibing.
Is it Hutch is not sure how people here will react to people like himself?
No, it's a much more external. He's scanning for threats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Eris will go towards Hutch.
Once you get within a few feet, Hutch kind of scanning spot. Eris, hi.
Hi.
And Hutch, go ahead.
You don't live here, right? I haven't somehow failed to know that you live here.
No, I live. The Goals have a barracks.
Okay.
The word had kind of spread amongst the refugees this was happening. And so, and him saying that, Eris, you kind of realize, like, there does seem to be quite a few more people here than you normally encounter in Highwalls.
I've received mixed reliability throughout today. What's the word that's spreading?
I mean,
there was a party today.
Yeah, what I had heard is that there's a courtyard garden that was finished, and the community was celebrating that.
Excellent. But that's great. Yes.
Why do you ask?
Reynard's a tot.
I mean, don't know why that would change anything related to this party, because that's just kind of an everyday occurrence.
Yes. Reynard was giving me bad information about...
As you're saying this, a group of like young halflings kind of walk by and is like, hey, fixer! And like, towards you, is like,
in the distance, Reynard thumbs up.
What was that? Do you have a nickname?
Not on purpose. I guess you don't usually get those on purpose. I'm a mage, right? I fix things and I try very hard. Look, this place was awful and
the water didn't work, and the houses didn't want it to work, and the street lights were broken and things. So I just started fixing things, and then I was bad at hiding it, apparently.
I imagine people would notice if things just started getting magically fixed.
I didn't mind them noticing that things got fixed.
Just that you were doing it.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, here it is.
I mean, I...
Reynard gave me the impression that he was attempting to spread the word of my non-exploits.
Well, I mean, people do seem to be aware of it, so I guess Reynard is your...
People here, I guess...
PR department.
Is there a way to make that stop?
I mean, in traditional sense, you could fire him, but if you didn't hire him, then it just sounds like a friend trying to hype you up, so...
I don't think he would let me fire him.
I mean, anyway, the place looks great. Like, it looks better than last time I was up
here.
It
does.
So.
It's gotten a lot better. There's a lot of people here that I guess don't live here. It's cool to see you here and not in normal context.
Yes, it is good to see you here in spite of what might be coming in the near future.
I'm gonna spend a story point to do something.
Okay.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah. I'm spinning a story point to justify something.
Okay.
With the most non-manipulative intent, even though I can imagine ways in which it might help. But Eris, looking at the correct word is decorations. It just sounds odd, considering the context of Hutch. But Eris, looking at his decorations, nods at one of his service ribbons, and says, "My dad was there."
Yeah, I remember seeing your jacket the first time that we met. Yeah, that's... What was your dad's name?
And Eris has this moment where she realizes that no one asks that and doesn't have this conversation with people. Carlin. My dad's name is Carlin.
Carlin. It sounds familiar. There were a lot of people, but yeah, that's... It's funny the connections that you find.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I would say hi, and also standing here talking to someone has prevented more people from running up to me, and that is also nice. This is Olive. I'm supposed to do that, too. That's another thing with normal interactions. This is Olive. Olive, this is Hutch, who I know from work.
Olive and Hutch shake hands. Pleasure to meet you. You as well. And don't, I mean, this is nice, and I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable by... some of the aspects of it, but good job. And yeah. And then you hear a voice from behind you say, "Hutch." And Hutch kind of turns, and Dorgoth is there looking like glaring as,
"Oh no."
And Hutch kind of squares up, is like, "I had heard that you were in town."
"Oh no.
I told you next time I see you, you better be dead."
And Dorgoth says, "You really thought what happened at White Hearth wouldn't go repaid?" And he steps up to Hutch, and Hutch kind of puffs his chest out. And, "Well, I'd hope so, but now's the time."
Eris puts a hand on her pistol.
And then in a rapid flash, the two of them hug each other and start laughing. "I didn't know you were in the city. Laying low in high walls, you know how it is, especially hobgoblin, Chiron refugee isn't the most common thing to roll off the tongue." And Hutch turns to Eris, and Dorgoth turns to, like, they both look at you and is like, "Eris, this is..." Wait, you know...
"Hello."
"Hey." And Dorgoth's like, "How do you know Hutch?"
"From work."
"Don't you work?" "Oh, okay." And Dorgoth kind of pats Hutch on the shoulder. "Well, Eris, how are you finding the festivities?"
"It's very nice. The garden is beautiful, and you did a lot of very good work."
"I appreciate that. Thank you. Hopefully it will continue to serve its purpose here."
"Yes."
The rest of you are just walking around, vibing. Anything in particular you all want to do at this party?
Okay, it is becoming more carnival-like as we describe it. So is there a test of strength that can just go blast for fun?
Sure, yeah.
Watch me fail the roll. Watch me fail the roll.
Just give me a simple, so no difficulty. Just give me a athletics or brawn check. I will... Or brawl check. I mean,
what is the game? Is it a lever and bell at the top of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to send this bell into orbit. with a simple check.
5 success, 2 advantage.
Okay, I didn't see it, so I'm glad you did.
You know, as the timeline is kind of murky, we're just saying that people are hanging out. Hutch runs into Hob as he's doing it and is like, well, if we're doing this, then. And Hutch walks up after Hob and 2 success, 2 advantage. So, and Hutch does the predator handshake with Hob.
Mm. And, you know, the whole time Hob can't not think the one guy who was like, I'm not sure about all this is the one that we can shake hands with. But that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I just got to remind him I'm a little stronger than he is today.
Okay. And we're going to wrap up the episode there.
Gotta kill everything. I'm so sorry.
Why? But unless anybody has anything else they'd like to do. No? Okay. Well, then.
Egric breaks the machine with 5 success, 4 advantage.
And Hob turns to Aaron. He's like, he's not enjoying himself. Why does he need to be here? Just so mad he lost now.
Hutch says to Hob, I don't know if it's hypocritical or not, but that seems not fair.
He can't even be proud he won. This sucks.
True. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation surrounding this episode, you can head over to our Discord, the link to which you can find on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/thegeekpantheon, if you want to view any TTRPG videos that I make. And Philip, go.
And if you would like to watch some more Eberron actual play, you can find the show Kyber Shards over on the Laughing Tree YouTube channel. I'm the GM. Eric's a player. It's set in Stormreach. We play D&D.
Indeed. Thank you all so much for listening. I've been your game master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Randy.
I'm Jeff.
We will see you next time.